listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
And I think we're totally redlining, my man. No
doubt.
It's
all right, man. We're fine.
We all right?
Yeah.
All right, we're back with episode 27.
As long as it's not distorting in your headphones.
Part two with our special guest, Rick.
Yeah, AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And you said Rick, and we have TP.
Rick and
I'm
TP.
Rick.
Yeah, Rick. That's Rick over there.
And I'm TP.
No doubt.
Did your balls come down yet there, buddy?
I think they have.
I'm talking about TP.
Right, well, that's what I'm
How's
saying.
How's your nuts?
No, I've seen them. He's got the swollen nuts.
No, I've seen them. I've seen TP's nuts.
That's
we used
right.
to be on the swim team together. So we used to look at each other in Speedos.
Oh, those look like nuts, only smaller.
No doubt.
So, we took a break. We realized we forgot all our shit.
All of our shit. I don't think Phil's going to make it tonight.
Yeah. God damn
he
it.
He forgot to print out his news.
Unbelievable.
Fucker. All right, so I was talking about my vasectomy.
I know. Oh, man, that's got to be a killer.
And dude, man, you were right. It is the vas deferens.
I told you.
That's the spaghetti little noodle.
God damn it. When are you going to fucking learn? I know what I'm talking about.
No doubt.
Just because I mumble and babble like a baboon doesn't mean that I don't know.
So I go into the doctor's office, right? It's Dr. Gordon Gluckman. I think we can say his last name. He did a fabulous job. It's kind of like a commercial for Gordon Gluckman. And it's in his office. You just go in his office. And they have the nurses come in. They have me put this thing on. They say, okay, strip from the waist
see
down.
See your balls.
Right. And when I went to see him the first time, he said, he said,
you got a nice camel toe going there, man.
Thanks, man.
What do you got in there?
Just my balls.
Or is your balls just really swollen?
They're just swollen.
So is your wrinkle bag so like stretched, it's shiny.
Well, yeah, and I think it's like the black light, and it is. it's purple right now too.
Are you in any kind of support right now?
Yeah, I have my Speedo, my classic Speedo on
right now.
Yeah,
all right.
Because that's the only thing. All I had was boxers at home, and what the doctor says is after the procedure, you need something to support your balls so they're not jangling around. If they're jangling around, it's gonna.
Can you say balls again?
Balls, your nuts. If they're jangling around, that's not good for you. So you need something to compact them. You need something to, like, stick them in, to, like, suck them in. This is an excellent selection for this story. So anyway, I go in, and I'm in the waiting room for, like, a frickin' half an hour. And the procedure only takes 20 minutes. So when the doctor does come in, I lie back, right? Put the shit up over my waist so my balls are exposed in my genitals. And he says, first thing he says, hey, nice shave job, because I did that myself.
You shaved your balls?
Well, it was either me shaving his balls or him shaving my balls.
Why would he be shaving them? One of the nurses do the shaving.
Yeah, a nurse will do that.
No. I didn't get that impression from him.
I heard Steve Dahl. He had his shaved by the nurse.
Yeah, I just took care of that myself. I don't want anybody with a razor around my balls. I'll take care of that myself. So I took care of that myself. So he pulls my gown back, and he said, oh, nice shave job. Thank you, Dr. Gordon Gluckman. I have a lot of practice. So then the first thing he does is he takes your cock, right, and he puts it right on your belly, and then he takes two big pieces of masking tape and he tapes it down.
Nice.
And that's what the shave job is for. You have to shave all around your waist.
Notice Scott said he takes your cock and puts it way up on your belly, way up to your chin.
My left nipple.
Well,
he
did have to tell me, move your chin up a little bit.
Yeah, right.
So then he tapes it down.
Why did he just tape it in your ass? That's what I want to know.
Keep the cock out of the way, tape it down. And it's a good thing, and I mentioned this in a PSA before, jerk off before you go see the doctor so you have no risk of getting an erection during the procedure.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's a PSA. So, he tapes it down, right? And then...
he has no control. Either a man or a woman could touch him and he'll get a hard-on.
No doubt. Well, Tony talks about my cock and I get a hard-on. So anyway,
along with his bald head.
So what they do is he fondles your scrotum, your sack, and he finds the vas deferens. That's that spaghetti-like thing that links the testicle with the...
Did he have to numb it first?
Well, yeah, that's what he was doing. So he's finding
so he went,
the vas deferens.
Num, 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 num.
So he finds it, and then he says, okay, I'm going to stick this needle in, numb you up. Okay, 3, 2, 1. And he pricks you in the vas deferens.
No pun intended, right?
And oh, no pun intended. All right, now we all have gotten kicked in the balls.
Put a sock in it.
Everybody gotten kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
And there's
yeah.
like there's the okay, you got kicked in the balls, and you're like, well, what's the big deal? And there's like delayed reaction. It's like 2 seconds later, you have this excruciating pain that shoots up at, like into your abdomen, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Right.
All
right. Yeah. That's what it felt like.
So 3, 2, 1, jab, and it only lasted like less than a second, but it was the most excruciating pain. It was like an electric taser current to the tip of my penis.
Oh my God.
And then into my abdomen at the same time.
Stop being such a pussy.
And I was a total pussy. Because when he 3, 2, 1, prick, and I was like,
dickhead.
And he started laughing at me. Because of the sounds I was making.
And you said,
you son of a bitch.
All right, so then after the...
The doctor's laughing at him. What great bedside manner. I just pricked a guy in the balls, and now he's going,
It wasn't the balls, it was the vas deferens.
Oh, my
all right?
God, it doesn't matter. He
there's
shot
a vas deferens.
Sack.
Let me.
He's looking at you, and he goes...
There's a huge vas deferens. So,
oh man!
Yeah, when the prick went in, let me try to recreate the sound I made. It was something like that.
What you got to? You should have before you went. You should have done some.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
That's all.
I should have.
Yeah,
cock push-ups.
Yeah, that's all you need.
What are those?
It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground. See? It's fucking simple.
I thought it was something you buy off the guy in the little white truck.
TP does that.
Cock push-ups from the Good Humor Man. Yeah, we have some cock push-ups today for you kiddies.
Give me a fudge sickle and a cock push-up.
Cock push-ups?
All right, so...
Shut up!
He gets the vas deferens out, he pokes a needle in it, numbs it, right? And then there goes
numbing it again.
The snip snip.
Snip snip.
No pain whatsoever in the snip snip. But he's got to seal both ends. And to seal them, he cauterizes them.
Oh!
All right.
Oh, God. It's burnt pasta.
Yeah. So he takes the pasta out and then.
Fucking cockiness!
And then again, I'm like, whoa!
Oh, my God.
Because it shoots right up into your abdomen.
You fucker! You fucking bitch!
What did, what did it smell like? There was a heavy
smell.
Oh,
it smelled like burnt skin. It was just an awful
God.
Smell.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
So he does the left one first, and then
fuck
he does the right
ass.
One.
What else?
So I got to go through the same thing on the right. So I've had my left one done. I've had these 2 milliseconds of excruciating pain. And I have that to look forward to when he moves over to the right. And the same goddamn thing happens on the right one.
Oh, my God.
Pulls up the vas deferens. 3, 2, 1.
Would you have preferred he not counted down?
Well, I did,
3, 2, 1.
I did ask him. I said,
I think that heightens the tension.
I did say, why don't you just Novocaine both of them at the same time? And he says, well, I have to fish for them. I have to find them. You know, when I'm rubbing your balls around, I have to pull it out. I have to dig it up. So if I dig it up and I do them both at the same time, then I have to drop one, go to the other one, and then fish for the other one again. And it
wastes
time.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
And I got to tell you, this guy was Mr. Efficient. I was waiting in his office longer than the procedure took. I was waiting in there like 20 minutes procedure. Took 15, and I was done. I was out of there.
What, were you like on a big conveyor belt with other guys?
No, no conveyor belt. I had my own room. He came in. We talked a little bit about the history of vasectomies.
I wish we'd known each other. This is a little awkward.
It's been around since Egyptian times. I guess they were getting their vas deferens snipped.
And we talked about Sopranos.
You know what Sopranos are?
Singing soprano now after...
Well, what do they call them, eunuchs?
Oh, right, right.
Shut your damn
They stopped
cake
doing that
off.
Like 1910. If a kid had a good voice before he went through puberty, they would remove his balls. So he would keep that voice
nice.
And become a soprano.
Oh, my God. That's what happened
listen,
to Tone.
You bald-headed prick.
That's what happened to TP.
Are you through talking about your nuts?
I'm not through talking about my nuts, okay? Are you getting jealous because you can't talk about your nuts?
Oh.
I think so. All right, then. So, let me just tell you about my recovery.
Who is your daddy?
I was at home. And you got to ice them. You got to ice the balls.
You got to ice the... I told you you're going to have to...
Keep the swelling down.
How much did I tell you already, and I was right?
You knew way more than I
that's
did
right.
before I went in
that's
for the VAS.
That's why I'm not going to do it. I checked it out!
And I got to tell you, if you do have to get the VAS, go out and get yourself some Green Giant green beans, a couple of packs of those, freeze them, and those make great ice packs. So I took the Green Bean Giants out, I put them on the balls... for a half an hour. I'd take them off for a half hour, put them back on for a half an hour.
Oh.
Did you have shrinkage? Definitely. Definitely shrinkage.
Enough!
After 30 minutes of ice...
Come on.
Don't bullshit me.
Your dick is like Tony size. I mean, it's like minuscule.
Oh. You can't see it. Are you going to hit the post again on that, you dummy?
Right. You have pubic hairs longer than your dick after putting ice on it for 30.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
you
whatever.
You didn't put ice on it, though. You put...
Green bean. Well, it was like frozen.
You
green
idiot.
Bean.
That's all right, Ella.
You asshole.
You don't have to invite me over for dinner anytime soon.
Right. I can't wait to have some peas over Scotter's house.
The thought that I had was, well, should I put them back and then we'll eventually eat these or should I throw them out? And I threw them out. So you don't have to worry about that.
You could have donated them to, like, the food pantry.
All right, so that was on Friday. Today's Sunday. My balls are all purple from I don't know what the hell. And
purple
even
balls.
The bottom of the shaft of my schwanz is all purple, like bruising. And I have these two stitches.
Dude, can we get a picture of it for the
dissolve.
Website?
Oh, no doubt. Two stitches that will eventually dissolve.
Mm.
But here's the cool part. My wife thinks I made the greatest sacrifice in the history of the planet. And I have no pain whatsoever. I had a prescription for Vicodin. I didn't have to take any.
Hello, cutie pie.
I don't even have to take Advil. I got the Speedo on. The balls are all nice and packaged right now. I have no pain whatsoever. Best part of my vasectomy is not having to do a damn thing for 48 hours.
Are you Isn't done talking about your nuts?
Yes. Would you like to chime in about your nuts?
I don't want to talk about my nuts.
Fuck me.
Is Tony going to talk about his nuts?
Don't did fucking they, bullshit me.
Did they give you the, you know, the take home?
The take home?
The
what?
Pasta. The creamettes.
No. They snip it.
Well, what do they do? What do they do with it?
They
nothing.
Snip out a chunk of it. It's like
they
an inch long.
They just cut it. No, they don't snip out a chunk.
Yeah, they do.
They just cut it, and they put one in this area, and then he says, well, you know, because I asked him when I got in there. I said, I've been reading up on vasectomies, okay? Now, there's different methods for sawing it off, what so to speak. You can burn it, staple it, or something else.
You could just tie it, right?
Tie it. And I said, what do you do? And he says, well, I do a combination of all three. All right, then. That makes me happy. So he burns it, he stitches it, and he puts it behind some... he gave some medical term. I don't know what
and
the hell
he pours some...
About.
Like an ant, like one of those animal balloons.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, look, a poodle.
I think that's what he did.
I think he squirts some great stuff in his sack, too. That expanding foam.
No, I don't think so.
I think so. What do you do about your little netting that you had in there?
Netting for the hernia?
Yeah.
Well, that's not in my sack. That's in my abdomen.
Oh. Yeah.
That's right above the sack.
I thought it was like part of the sack hole.
Well, no, it is a hole into the sack, but
right.
It has nothing to do with the VAS deference.
The VAS?
VAS. And that's where you get the vasectomy from.
Right.
No doubt.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, TP?
I am tired of hearing about your nuts.
Well, let's hear about how often TP jerks off. Let's hear about that.
TP's heard enough nuts on his chin.
I'd like to
hear you've had enough nuts banging off your chin for a week.
You're just a bald-headed fuck.
Oh, the big knuckle. Oh, double nuts.
Double nuts.
Together.
It's two cocks?
Oh,
in TP's mouth?
No, those are nuts bouncing off his chin.
Oh.
Oh. A little stretched out. Get them together. There we go.
There you have it. All right, before we get into the next topic, TP,
that's
going to
be great with background music.
President Bush, positive things President Bush has done. TP, you have the floor. Go
ahead. Fool me once, game on. Shame on you.
At least there's Bush in the White House.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
That'd be a good slogan for a T-shirt.
At least there's a dick and a bush in the warehouse. Warehouse.
White House.
And a colon. Well, no, he's gone.
I said warehouse, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I'm a monkey.
All right, John, you got anything else?
About Bush?
Anything.
Oh.
You got anything about anything?
Yeah.
What do you got?
One of our conservative fans wrote us.
Who's that?
His name's Ed.
Ed.
Would like to hear a little chit-chat on iPod, but I think he means podcast, about this big BBED. I don't know what that means.
All right, then. So you've pre-read this stuff.
Bubblehead? I don't know. One who lives in glass house, well, you know the rest. Seems the big crusader has stepped in his own shit. What you think? And what it is, it's a story from this guy in Arizona, Jonah Goldberg. He read this book by Peter Schweitzer.
All right.
Do as I say, not as I do. And it's about it's an anti-hypocrisy book about the left.
Okay.
And you know how I slam Penn and Teller about being hypocrites themselves.
Right.
Well, here it says, Michael Moore, the biggest mouthpiece of the anti-hypocrite left, constantly denounces Republicans as racists for opposing affirmative action. Schweitzer reports that Moore almost never hires blacks. Moore insists, I don't own a single share of stock. He denounces Enron-style schemes to conceal wealth and rails against Halliburton as the mother of all evils. He told C-SPAN's Brian Lamb that he wanted nothing to do with the stock market. That's the rich man's game, he said. Well, it turns out Moore's got another game going. As Schweitzer reports, Moore told the IRS that his home is the headquarters of his tax-free foundation, to which he contributes some of his millions for the write-off. The foundation, in turn, not only bought stock, but its holdings are the who's who of greedy corporations, including Halliburton.
All right, then. So what are we saying? What's the bottom line?
He owns Halliburton stock.
He made a mistake.
So what?
The guy's just a cocksucker.
Oh, right, TP checking in. Michael Moore is a cocksucker.
Michael Moore bought Halliburton stock, but nobody died.
Hmm. All right, and why is he a cocksucker, TP? Go ahead.
Oops.
He bought Halliburton stock, correct?
So what? Yeah.
Then he's an asshole.
Why is that?
Because he's a hypocrite.
Why?
The guy's a jagoff.
Why?
That's the end of it.
Okay, that's the end of it from TP.
Did they find those WMDs for the guy who you voted for?
Yeah,
that guy's pretty good, though. He's doing good, right?
He's doing a great job, isn't he? The W?
Hello.
You got some W clips? Let's play some W clips so Tony can hear who he voted for.
Kind of one of those exaggerations.
The truth of the matter is, if you listen carefully, Saddam would still be in power if he were the President of the United States, and the world would be a lot better off. I hear there's rumors on the internets. You cannot lead if you send mixed messages.
There you have it.
Hey, quit scratching your chin over there. You're like a chimp. You're just like the W. Come over here and pick the lice out of my hair.
You don't have any hair to pick.
You gorilla. You ape.
You bald-headed prick.
Talking about my pubes. Oh, I shaved those off for the vasectomy.
Nice.
Yeah, you'd have to go behind me in my crack.
I'm absolutely adamantly opposed to that. It didn't happen.
Vladimir Putin.
Hey, John, what does it sound like when Bush tries to start his car?
How are you?
Well, I got some celebrity news.
You'd like.
Jessica Simpson. Do we all know Jessica Simpson? TP, you know who this woman is?
Yes, I do.
And what do you think of her? She hot?
Yes.
Yeah? Totally hot?
Yes.
You get an erection? Boner?
I'm George W. Bush.
You ever jerk off?
I'm from Texas. Jessica? Don't mess with Texas.
Shut up, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jessica Simpson says so the relentless gossip about her...
Scott.
Yes, Tony.
If you don't like
yes,
Mr.
go ahead.
Bush.
Yes?
What is it that you don't like about Mr. Bush?
I don't think we have enough time to get into that. We will in part three.
Well, what's the big deal, man?
Terrorist attacks, yeah.
We spend 40 minutes a week talking about what we don't like about George W., all right? And we'll get into that in part three. All right, so just sit tight.
What you can't talk about?
A-hole.
What's the problem?
I'm getting into celebrity news, okay?
Huh?
You cunt. You cock.
You fucking
asshole. Let me get into celebrity news, and then we'll get back to your favorite topic, the W, okay?
Hold on. Is he out there right now? Maybe he needs a little...
Jumper cables?
Yeah, some jumper cables.
Vladimir Putin.
All right, well, let's get back to Jessica Simpson. She says that the relentless gossip about her marriage to Nick Lachey drove her to visit a therapist. Do you believe that? Now, here's the thing I can't believe. Yes, I have, the singer-actress tells the People in its December-January issue. I respect knowledge of the psyche.
Who is this?
Jessica Simpson. Get this. I would be a therapist if I weren't an entertainer. Can you believe that crap? This woman can't even spell therapist, but she wants to be one if she wasn't an entertainer. What a bunch of crap. What do you think about
crap.
That, TP?
That's a bunch of crap.
No
bunch
doubt.
Of crap.
It's a bunch of crap.
Fucking crap.
Fucking crap.
Jessica,
right.
25, posed for the cover of the magazine with her sister Ashley. Ashley, 21, recently released her second album, I Am Me, and it debuted at the top of the charts, but she still had to live down her embarrassing lip sync disaster on Saturday Night Live last year. Yes, I messed up in front of everybody, she says.
You can't handle the truth.
However, she said, I love to sing. It's a joy to me. I don't do it for anyone else. I do it for me. Now, can somebody explain to me why Ashley Simpson has the number one song in the country? Please.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself.
Here's what I'm saying, John. Bush has got to get rid of that turd blossom, right? And you know who I'd hire if I was George W.?
Who?
The marketer, the publicist for Ashley Simpson. That's who I'd hire. Yeah, because if she can make Ashley Simpson the number one pop star in the country, she or he has to have something going on. Wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
What chart were they talking about?
Who knows?
Billboard's got dozens of charts.
Are we clear?
Well, every time I go on the internet, I go to MSN. They have an article about Ashley Simpson. You go to Google. They have an article about Ashley Simpson.
Who cares about
this Ashley Simpson?
Are you a pothead fucker?
Do you care about her, TP?
Who gives a fuck about all the Hollywood fucks?
Oh, I do. I care about Lindsay Lohan and Hillary Duff, you fucking cocksucker.
Get a little closer to that mic so we can
ahead.
Hear you, man.
With the ball-headed
Get your
prick.
Lips
what do you
up
think of
hey,
Hillary's new album?
Fucking prick.
Hillary Duff's new album.
Don't get your lips too close, man. You get electrocuted.
I think it's better.
Whoa!
Look out!
When is Paris Hilton's coming out?
Other than bald-headed prick. You got anything else? I didn't think so. You wop. Hey, what does an Italian with a flat tire's car sound like?
What?
Wop, 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 wop.
What if all the Italians moved to one side of the earth? What would the earth be?
I don't know.
Wop-sided. Why did all the Italians move out of Mount Prospect?
Why?
They heard it was going to erupt.
I don't get it, man. I don't get that one.
You guinea bastard.
I'm a guinea.
Well, Mount Prospect, like Mount St. Helens?
Oh, right.
You dummy.
Fucking hey. Hey, I should move out of there now.
Oh, my God.
The one thing that totally pisses my wife off.
What do you call an Italian woman with a yeast infection? A whopper with cheese.
That's brutal. The one thing that
Hey, here's another one.
Okay.
Why do wops wear big gold chains?
Why?
So they know where to stop shaving.
All right, right, yeah.
What's the only time you can spit in an Italian woman's face?
When?
When her mustache is on fire. I'm sorry, Tony. Come on.
Come on, man.
Hey, Tony. Come on. Hey.
It's not a problem, man. You just keep going.
Hey, did you know
that? You can call me a fat bastard if you want.
No. Well,
John, did you know this?
It'll be too easy, right?
This is centuries ago.
But that's not a race of people, though.
You fat bastard people. Yeah, right.
The fat bastard.
Centuries ago, and we all know this, centuries ago.
The race of the fat bastards.
The Moors came in and they conquered Italy. Okay. Now, before the Moors came in.
Thunderous sound of thousands of fat bastards roaming the plains.
Blue-eyed. And the Moors came in, conquered them.
Your ancestors are niggas. Hey. Yeah. And your great, 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 great grandmother fucked a nigger. Oh, yeah. And she had a half nigger kid. Now, if that's a fact, tell me, am I lying? Because you're part eggplant.
And then you got the dark hair, dark skin, brown eyes.
After you, pretty boy. And I want to look at your ass.
What we're Looks saying like here is that if you are Italian, you got some, that's
yeah.
what we're saying.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about that, TP?
Well, there's
I'm a bigger chunk of corn in my crack.
Did you hear that? What do you
think
of that?
Think about the NBA dress code, Mr.
I think
there he goes again with the last name.
I have to take that out in post. But I think it's about damn time.
What did you say his address for George W. to come down?
What do you think about it, Mr. P?
At least they're going to have a little bit
helicopters
of class,
already
man. At least a little class.
Right.
They're
it's
like
about
a bunch
time
of apes.
Yeah. It's about
oh, my God.
It's about time they dress those c***s up, right?
You're correct.
Fucking A. All right,
That's
then.
Why he voted for the W, because he hates black people. I mean, the W does.
Tony doesn't hate black people.
No.
You hate black people?
No, he thinks everybody should own one.
I have
oh, my God.
I have no problem with them.
No problem with them.
That's right.
All
right,
now, Tony, I used to date a black woman. You remember her? Did you find her attractive?
She had some big boobs, didn't she?
Did you find her attractive?
Somewhat.
Would you ever fuck her?
No.
If you had the opportunity?
N-O.
Under no circumstances would you fuck a black woman, is what you're saying.
No.
Tyra Banks comes over to your house. She
no.
said, Tony, I want to fuck you hard. You would say, what?
No.
All right, either you're
Why?
Gay.
What's wrong with you? You homo?
He's gay or he's a bigot. All right. One or the other.
What would you... What, if you're on a deserted...
Maybe Halle Berry, maybe.
Wait, you're on
she's half Italian, that's why.
You're on a deserted island.
Correct, sir.
You're on a deserted island. And you have another Italian white man with you and a black woman. Which one do you...
Yeah, which one? Do you get fucked by?
The Italian in the ass, or do you bang the black chick?
I suppose bang the black chick.
Okay.
I suppose. All right, how about this? You got a 350-pound white Italian woman with a mustache and a beaver and muff as big as
Argentina.
And a
hairy back.
And Tyra Banks. On an island. Who do you... Which one?
Tyra Banks, possibly.
Possibly? Possibly? All right, then. I'll give you that.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I don't know.
What did they do to you?
We used to watch playoff games together with the Bulls and the New York Knicks.
And my dad used to get all pissed off.
Well, first, before we... You know, before... we'd watch these games and Tony would be like... Patrick Ewing, that fucking gorilla, fucking ape nigger, fuck this, fuck that. He sucks. Blah. And I'm like, shit, where does Tony get this shit from? And then we went and watched a playoff game at his house. And, yeah, his dad was like, fucking Patrick Ewing, fucking shit nigger ass, monkey gorilla piece of shit. So Tony gets it from his old man, who hates me, and he hates me. Isn't that right, Mr. TP?
He does not hate you, man.
He does not like me.
Mister,
I'll take... He does not like me, though, does he?
No, that's not true.
That is true, because I dated a black person.
He never knew about that.
Oh, you never told him about that?
Nope.
Were you scared? You think he'd never let you hang around with the likes of Scott?
No doubt.
I just never told him nothing.
I think black women are hot, man.
Black women are totally
God
hot.
Damn, their asses, those... juicy asses.
And you know why? It's why caused all that Italian sperm
why is that,
that's
Scott?
Been pumped
why
into
is
the
that?
Black race. Makes him look like Tony. And that's hot to me, man.
Oh, my God.
And there you have it.
You love the Blakes, don't you, TP?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Hey, that's not nice.
Yeah, that's not nice at all.
Patrick Ewing doesn't look like an ape.
I don't know. I think the W looks more
like
a chimp.
He looks like a fucking ape, man.
Ewing looks like an ape.
He's an ape.
Why? How? What so? How do you say?
They're fucking hanging off.
All right.
Well, look at the W. The W is a fucking little simian. You know, he's like a Unkmangani. You know, the fucking Tarzan. What was that chimp that Tarzan used to have on his shoulder?
John.
Nakima.
Says that my arms are longer than they need
cheetah,
to be.
Cheetah, yeah.
John.
Cheetah, the fucking chimp. What's
says
the first thing you came up with?
Drag along the ground. Do I look like a chimp?
You're just
you do,
kind of.
Bald-headed prick.
You don't
there
look
you
like a chimp. You're more like a baboon.
A baboon with the big rosy ass.
Those rainbow asses.
No doubt. The big bulging ass that yearns to be effed.
No, but look
TP.
At his thumbs, though. That gives it away. He's
right,
one of us.
Right. The thumbs always look kind of like feet, and if they do, then he's chimp. But look at him, though. He plays the bass down at his ankles. Fucking silverback.
All right, John, what else you got? You got anything else?
What else do I got? What do you mean? You're the star of the show.
Well, speaking of chimps and monkeys
all
and...
All you sit there and do is read shit and drink. And
gorillas.
I gotta press goddamn buttons and check levels.
All right.
What do you got? What do you got?
I got the trial of
got?
Design versus evolution comes to an end. Did you know that, John?
Boy, I got a customer glued his ass to a toilet seat.
All right, well, why don't you go with that then?
A customer glued to toilet seat sues Home Depot. In Boulder, Colorado, Home Depot was sued by a shopper who claims he got stuck to a restroom toilet seat because a prankster had smeared it with glue. Bob Doherty, 57 accused employees of ignoring his cries for help for about 15 minutes because they thought he was kidding. They left me there going through all that stress, Doherty told the Boulder Daily Camera. They just let me rot. Yeah, right. Like, who wants to come in there after he just fired a missile right into the toilet?
Who cares if he fired a missile? He's saying, help, help.
And help me.
They ignore him. They're giggling
help
about
me,
it.
Help me, I'm on the shitter.
And you know one of those MFers was the one who put the glue on the toilet to begin with.
What state was this in?
Boulder, Colorado.
Where they legalized pot.
No, that's Denver.
Oh. No doubt.
The lawsuit that he filed Friday said Doherty was recovering from heart bypass surgery and thought he was having a heart attack when he got stuck to the Louisville store, stuck at the Louisville store on the day before Halloween. I'm sorry, it was in Louisville. I'm reading from the newspaper from Boulder, Colorado. I didn't proofread this.
It's a good thing we vet.
I read it like Friday or Thursday. The lawsuit said store officials called for an ambulance. After about 15 minutes, paramedics unbolted the toilet seat, and as they wheeled the frightened and humiliated Doherty out the store, he passed out.
With a toilet seat stuck to his
ass? Yeah, right. Yep, a toilet seat stuck to his ass.
I'm sure they had to pass it over the scanner, though.
What? The toilet seat?
Yeah, he did.
Is
he
going
that
out?
Yeah.
Beep. The lawsuit said the toilet seat separated from his skin, leaving abrasions.
Oh, no doubt. That would leave abrasions.
But he said, this is not Home Depot's fault, he said. But I am blaming them for letting me hang in there and just ignoring me.
No doubt.
He sounds kind of like the W, doesn't he?
Was the... Was the missile contacted for comment at all about this?
The corn carrier?
Yeah, it was declined to comment the whole thing.
The corn carrier, the peanut torpedo. Why is your shit I don't know if I should say what I found in my shit today.
What'd you find, man? Come on, give it up.
Well, last night, me and the wife went out for a bite to eat, and then we saw a movie.
What'd you see?
Sub jarhead.
What'd you eat?
Jarhead.
I think that's more important.
Well, I had like rice and chicken and all this stuff, but I took an allergy pill, and they're these oval shaped Allegra D's. You ever see them?
Yes,
Rick.
Well, I got them. Yeah,
but they're like two colors. One side's tan, one side's white. Well,
they come in two packs, don't they?
The tan part was floating in my shit just before I came here.
The tan part.
It never digested.
So it never was able to activate.
Right.
You're not drinking enough fluids then.
You think so?
Here's what I would do. Huh. I would grab my feces out of the toilet and take it to the pharmacist.
You know what? Rick's right, because I was working in the yard all day and I didn't hydrate.
Oh.
And I started getting a headache when
there
I went
you have
to bed.
It.
He's right.
Gotta stay hydrated.
Especially on stage, guys. When Kangaroo Court plays out, we always stay hydrated.
That's no right.
Doubt.
Beer and scotch. Bourbon. Right?
Right.
Rick?
Yeah.
Well.
So how's that Maker's Mark?
It's good, man. Want some? Want a shot?
No, my brother's...
an alcoholic?
No, he bought a...
Get up on the mic, man.
Yeah, get
you're
your
like
hands off your
nuts. Hey, man, how's that?
There
That's
you go.
Right,
That's
man.
Nice. You got a
no,
nice
no, my
voice.
Brother bought a...
You got a purdy mouth.
My brother bought...
Go ahead, man.
My brother bought a barrel of it.
A barrel of Maker's Mark?
That is correct, and...
That is correct, sir.
And it ferments in 8 years, so we'll be... Breaking it open in 8 years.
How do you do that? How do you, I don't know, Maker's Mark did that. Released raw. Because basically it's moonshine when it first goes into the barrels.
That's Rick's lady. Rick. Rick, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what Rick's my brother lady. Said. So he's like, within 8 years, then they'll, you know, break it open. So I'm not sure, you know.
Where's it at?
In Wisconsin somewhere.
Wow. How much does it cost for a barrel of Maker's Mark?
You know, I'm not even sure. I'm not positive.
100 grand? 50?
No.
5? No, what is it? 30 gallons or something like that? 40 gallons?
Yeah, it's got to be 30 or 40 gallons.
So how many fifths is that? Isn't a fifth a fifth of a gallon?
That's a lot of math.
No, isn't a fifth of the gallon?
Let's see.
I don't know. We're not good at math.
750 milliliters? Is that a fifth?
I'm not sure anymore.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Fifth of a gallon. That sounds right. So it's not quite a quart. It's a little less. But that's all the time we have for
part two
of episode 27. We'll have to continue this on part three, which is just a click us away.
And we're AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah.
With
John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm
Scott.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last quick way.
At Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.